and set up the communication thing. That's all you. So therefore, all you're doing is see, the only thing that you, the part that you're doing now is you're switching and you're going into. You understand? It's just like you're becoming like a remote control. They're becoming like your remote control unit to the works that have to be there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They're stepping into utilizing, like, about God in the prison, that's about to be I'm talk to me, the remote control unit, and the way I talk to you through this way, to the telephone being the remote control unit to you?
Yes, sir.
Well, now it's sitting up, you know, and it's sitting up into the other degree of the remote control process by coming through Sister SMM and so-called race, Sister SMM and so-called Donna, through their remote control system to the sisters of your remote control unit.
Yes, sir.
That's the chain reaction. That's the chain of command.
Yes, sir.
And the spot that the sisters are at, the spot that those sisters are at right there, will be a spot that relinquish to other sisters after this thing is really going way down the road.
Yes, sir.
Everyone, see, you got to keep stepping up a spot, stepping up a spot, stepping up a spot, not regressing. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, because you're going to be, this is a chain of command. As the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as Master Wada Shifa Allah Muhammad was getting more knowledge and getting higher in knowledge, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was stepping up with him and they had to set up a chain, a step ladder, a chain of command. And so each one was stepping up a ladder, stepping up a ladder. He passed that much more to him as he was getting that much more knowledge.
Yes, sir.
As Master Wada Shifa Allah Muhammad was studying, the Supreme Being was studying, as Allah God the President, Master Wada Shifa Allah Muhammad was getting more knowledge. And Allah was working through that on the Master Wada Shifa Allah Muhammad. He would pass that to his messenger. The messenger would take out what belonged to him and pass it, and which would give him a little bit more knowledge of understanding. He passed it to the one up under him, and the other one passed it to the one up under him, and that kept that chain going so that he wouldn't have to stop way up here and come way back down there to try to teach the one who's just come in.
Yes,
because you cannot grow that way.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? You can't keep going back and starting to scratch one when you still got more knowledge out there that you got
to
get.
All praises to Allah and the person of Master Wasti Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for coming through the remote control unit with that. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. See, because if you do that, that is to become stagnated and that is to die.
Yes, sir.
That's
thank
the
you,
regress.
Sir.
That's yes, going. Sir. That's trying to stick your tail in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Trying to eat your own tail, and that can't work.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why, see, you would become, before long, you'd become kind of bored doing that in the first place.
Yes,
bored me, you know, look, I didn't, I already went over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Here comes the man, well, now I'm getting to break this fast down up here. Well, wait a minute, here come another one in. Will you teach this and that? Oh, wait a minute, I got to go back here then and teach this. You're breaking the chain of command of the fields of the learning of knowledge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's no good.
Yes, sir.
That means I have to wait here for you to come back up here, or Master Wallace Thief Allah Muhammad would have to, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad would have to wait till I get back up here from the bottom, trying to teach the one on the bottom, which if I'm doing it exactly like they told me to do it, I'm sitting up a chain of command like a stepladder, and someone else would be down there teaching them.
Yes, sir.
See, the next one in, then that one that's on the bottom of the ladder, right there, when it raises to it, when as it raises to the next step, and someone come in under it, it should be teaching that one under it what it was learning. It learned what it was coming. So therefore, we got a chain of command all the way up to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, Allah God, the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. So we got an extension to the creative world of force of where we reside. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's the way that you do it. We can see all this here. We're going and talking and we're studying and we're teaching and we're getting this and someone else come in. We got to stop and go back to scratch one.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
No, that's not the Allah God, the President, Master Wada Shifa Allah Muhammad had us do that, but that was not a continuated thing right now.
Yes, sir.
Can you see what we're saying there?
Without a doubt, yes, sir.
That's why when we're going back there, that's why I have to say, well, we got to edit this here, these tapes, because we're talking about the financial status and stuff right now. In reality, we shouldn't have to do that, but we've been going from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, wait a minute. 1, 2.
Yes, sir.
6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. What? 6, 7. Wait a minute. 8, 1. That's what we've been doing.
Yes, sir.
And that's not the way that it did. And we had to go through that in order to be made a know it. That's not the way that you do it. Till he make us understand that you got to sit this chain of command up right now.
Yes, sir.
All praises to Allah and the person of Master Wasti Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Allah God and the person of Master Wasti Fire Muhammad said, remember this here, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching his followers that the Most Master Wasti Fire Muhammad became first the foot soldier. He became first a student. Then it became, you understand what I'm saying, that every one of the positions that you hold, Master Wasti Fire Muhammad walked that position before you did.
Yes, sir.
Then he came and got the messenger and walked the messenger to it as it believed. same sergeant of arms to the lieutenant, to the captain, to the general. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that means everything that he became a door-to-door salesman before you become a door-to-door salesman and selling Muhammad's Beaks or bean pies and things. Master Wallace D. Farrar, Muhammad did it first. He didn't ask you to go out there and do it before he did it, because remember how you heard the word.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did exactly the exact way that Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad did, because he came as a door. Behold, he knocked it. Who should ever ask you to come in and sit with them and teach them? And that's the way that he set every one of his followers up in that sense. So remember, he said, remember, these posts do not belong to you. They belong to Allah. And the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, he's just leasing it out to you, and it's a chain.
Yes, sir.
You see, so therefore, when he bring a brother in, he would send the brother with the, it would still be like the spirit of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, the astral body of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, or the astral body of the Most Honorable Muhammad, they want to put it to, it would be that when they standing at that door knocking, Muhammad speak, Muhammad speak, so, do you like to prescribe for the Muhammad speak newspaper? Well, that was still Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, but all in the reflecting images.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And then you'll find that the same way it had effect when he did it is the same way it have effect when each and every one do it the same exact way.
Yes, sir.
And you can progress ahead because you're traveling the path, you're traveling the road that God has traveled.
Yes, sir.
And he is vouchsafed for us because he was safe traveling that road.
Yes, sir.
So you know you're traveling as you're traveling that road as a door-to-door salesman, and then you're opening up this little business here, and you're the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm going to tell you, the first thing that we did was we had our own little seamstring shop and started making our own little gowns.
Yes, sir.
And you see, that's the first thing you got to do, start our little seat. And he said, then we started selling little foods, bean pies and stuff, or a little beer, and we do it the same exact way. That's the chain of command till we get way up here.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you see what we got to do?
Yes, sir.
So with our plans, do that. And then you got to remember when you see that picture that you've seen in the Ensua newspaper, where they help us newspaper, to help a community, Ensua community newspaper, you will see when you see that picture that they show you, those pictures that you've seen of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, where it says that is this person Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, or is this a fraud? You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
in the paper,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when you see that before and after, is the way that you see that you will be.
Yes,
it's the before and after. When you first came, you came like a prophet, talking to the people, telling them about this and telling them about that, and doing these things here and doing that, and told them that this here and that there. Then before long, you'll reach a point to where you come back. Now you're not a prophet or prophesied. You're coming back now as thyself, a Lord and God and a master. You're coming in a master's way.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But each one of those pages that he went through is the same thing that you got to go through.
Yes, sir.
The wrong page is due to Allah, God, and the person of God. I mean, besides, not the aspect of being incarcerated, your aspect of your being incarcerated was the aspect of being incarcerated in your house.
Yes, sir.
That was the symbolic of being incarcerated.
Yes,
because
sir.
This is the price that you would have to pay for the truth. And the reason that the Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad was incarcerated two times, he was picked up and he called the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad two times to show him, to let him know the price that you have, is because there's a yin to the yang.
Yes, sir.
So the first time you was incarcerated was being the first time when you first came into the teachers, and you was told that you couldn't move around and go speak to those people, that was just like you being incarcerated.
Yes, sir.
Then you was released back to be able to go back out and perform, and then you come back in again under the teachings of the divine Northfield, where you are incarcerated now only by the will of Allah God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar, and not by the hand of a person that was making you there in the form of a male gender that you wouldn't allow you to go out.
Yes, sir.
So you got your yin and your yang.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah, you was able to go out among the people like I, Allah God, the President of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, and Master Rosanna, but I never had you where you was able to go out before the people and talk to the people exactly the way I was talking to the people.
Yes, sir.
And the same way that Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad was talking to the people.
Yes,
and the
sir.
Same way that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking to the people. I'm talking about you, the brain.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you got to remember that the brain cells is in housed in what? A gray matter. The gray matter, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that's one reason that we are in the head of a so-called white body of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad. He's considered like the gray matter that's housed in the brain cell.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar. There wasn't no black bones that the brain cell, that the brain gray matter and stuff was in. It was in behind the white bone and the white gray matter. In those cells was the black energy, atomic energy, receiving and emitting.
Yes, sir.
that all praise is due to Allah God. But she has a fine science.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
That's true.
So, now you know a little bit more about, but remember what I was saying, though, how did the meal go tonight? Or did you have it last night?
Oh, it was fine, sir. They love my cooking. Allah God, the person, my swastika, the father, Muhammad, the messenger, my son, Elijah, Muhammad. Everything went well. The sisters, they received the tape very well, and they're up. We all got up for prayer this morning. They're out now fulfilling the last stages of that in order to get their incomes in and everything, and they're typing and writing letters to
so you understand what we're at. You see, by them getting all that did, what they're doing is cocooning. You're getting ready to cocoon them, you know, like a cocoon.
Yes, sir.
You drop into the cocoon to turn into the butterfly?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what you see. You were crawling like that. Now you're picking to curl up into the cocoon.
Yes,
to blossom into the butterfly.
Yes, sir. Also, sir, I saw Muhammad Sokar Skari X, in his communiques to the sister, he's expressing that he's seeing positive changes in her and whatnot. And, what else? Oh, I spoke with Aunt Sokar Marie this morning, and she sounds well. And Aunt Sokar Chantel put in a call to Aunt Sokar KK, but we left a message on the answer machine, and this was just done on our part. I got in the press of my swastika, fire, Muhammad, and message, Muhammad, and Elijah, Muhammad, and moved us.
Okay, we do the best that we can, and we get everything established, and now we are the address out there to where Brother Aunt Mama Sokar D is at?
Yes, sir.
It's usually, from what I can understand of the address, is S.L. Muhammad, so-called T.T. Young, who has a number down there, and that number is 0675-3097.
Yes.
Then it goes down, up under that, it goes to the address is 3901 Killeen Boulevard. And that's the way I still, the way it's spelled Killeen, I believe it's K-L-E-I. And then the abbreviations of what, for Boulevard. Then you drop below that, and you got Lompat, and that's L O M, then space of distance, and P O C, space of what appears and space and distance with the abbreviations for California, C A period space. Then you got your area code number 93436, and that's it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that gives you the address for down there.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's because now, and we got to write to him to let him know to write to you first.
Yes, sir.
Right. And you send the letter from there to me.
Yes, sir.
So when I, if like he asked me, he said, Father, can I get in, I would like to get into the teachings of the astrology, the secrets of the science of astrology, and I would not misuse this knowledge, which really it's not time for him to try to get off into that. He's supposed to be getting adjusted to the area that he's at.
Yes,
so that he can move around till he get to the spot where he's supposed to be, where he'll sit and do his, do that kickback time.
Yes, sir.
You know, so therefore, by me not having no one here to dictate to the right there,
yes, sir,
I have to be able to talk to you on the phone, and then you do the writing to him there.
Yes, sir.
Give him the understanding. Well, right now, no, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And the reason not right now is to start pumping knowledge in there, and you're not going to be where you're permanently at right now, because they're going to move you again.
Yes, sir.
You'll be, and you would have to be the remote control unit communicate to him.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, another thing, you got to get Brother Anselm on the so-called, when, so-called Jabari. Did y'all talk to Brother Anselm about Jabari about what I told him that I don't play that?
Yes, sir, to a degree, but then, okay, last night he was talking some about, the you know, when we go to the auction and stuff.
Yes.
He's talking about going to get so-called JoJo to take him to go over there to the auction and do all of this, involving her with when the brother, so-called Mr. Osborne.
Yeah.
When they go to take care of that business, he's talking about taking her with him.
What for? Did you ask? You asked him. Did I say what for?
Yes, sir. He was speaking. Allah God, the person, Master Wasdi, Father Muhammad, Master Mazan, Elijah Muhammad, have me to feel that he's speaking like on a personalized basis of him getting a car or something, because the other one was a flop. And then
no, well, we're not. What he's saying, then, this is what he's saying, that he wants to get one and he wants her to be his driver. Well, what about the other lady that's there?
She does not know how to drive.
Well, she don't.
No,
no, sir. And
oh, all praises. I'm not laughing at people who don't die. I'm just laughing at just how Allah God and the person of Master Bala Chief Allah Muhammad has mentioned the Most Honorable Allah and say, you just be amazed at what they don't know.
Yes, sir.
You know, little bitty things that they should know. When one even tells you, I can't swim.
Yes, sir.
But everything, suppose you came in the world swimming.
Yes, sir.
You had to swim in that water in the fluid in the belly.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
but yet, you really don't know how to swim because your mind has done blocked it out and you accept it. And the body, so therefore, when people get in the water, they sink themselves by thrashing around. And they don't know that they have a thing that they call dead man's float. You got air in your stomach, just in your body. And you, if you just quit moving, you'd stay on top of the water anyway.
That's right, yes, sir.
So they have the float. So all you'd have to do is learn how to twist your neck around and breathe. So get some air in and you'd still be on top of the water.
Yes,
but by you wiggling, you drown yourself, push yourself under the water.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, and that's why when you used to take, you can take almost a baby and take him and throw him in the water, and he starts swimming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
In speaking with him, I told him that, be it the will of Allah, God, and person of Aswalski Far, Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when you called this morning, that maybe I would call him and you could tell him yourself so that he could get it straight exactly what how things are supposed to be done.
Okay, but let me finish saying this right quick, too. Okay, now Allah, God, and the person of Aswalski Far, Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the reason that he is causing him to want JoJo to be involved into this?
Yes, sir.
Is because this is the connection of being able for you and the sisters to observe JoJo. So-called JoJo.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
in other words, this is where